Welcome back. You're listening to IMRU Radio. I'm Wenzel Jones.
And I'm Abby Dees. The time is now 7:30.
As part of my ongoing glamorous radio-based existence, the other night, our own Miss Barbecue and I went out to a preview of a show called Fixed, which is taking place at the Atwater Village Theater. And it was a most interesting little outing.
Miss Barbecue.
I know, Miss Barbecue. We miss her so. And anyway, so we have called the actor, the lead actor, and the writer. We called him in to discuss the show. His name is Boney Alvarez, and let's take a listen.
Yeah.
Welcome, Boney Alvarez. Your play, Fixed, is set in the house of Malacañang. And I wonder if you could explain that world of houses, because I was not that familiar with it.
They have all these houses, which are essentially like little families, and there's usually a house mother and then all of her girls. In essence, they're kind of like little gay gangs, and they battle at these balls.
And it seems to be based a lot on the world of catwalk modeling.
Yes, like fashion. Right. And they'd usually take on fashion names. So it used to be like House of Balenciaga, House of Saint Laurent, House of Dior.
Why do you think that is? Why would the world of modeling be so appealing to gay culture that you would want to emulate and ape it?
A lot of the girls are trans. It's a goal to transition physically. And there's a complete fascination with models. So the supermodel world that came out like in the 80s, early 90s, everybody wanted to be one of those Christy Turlingtons or Naomi Campbells and Linda Evangelista. And there was quite a fascination with passing. Like if you could pass as a woman in your everyday life, then you were getting closer and closer to that supermodel status.
And then ball culture is it an annual thing where everybody meets and competes or a monthly thing?
Ball culture would happen throughout the year, and it usually was late at night after girls had their day jobs or their like waitressing jobs. So it usually would start like at midnight and last until dawn. It's become much more commercialized now, so there are sponsors. You'll find them sponsored by like Absolute and like various condoms.
Well, now is this due to RuPaul's Drag Race?
I think so. It's become a lot less subversive and more in the mainstream.
So the House of Malacañang in your play is also a massage parlor. Is that a West Coast thing, or is that a more modern thing, or was that just a device?
It was a device. I don't really know any Filipino massage parlors.
But I was hoping you would expose an entire world of such things to us.
Well, I've been to a couple of Thai massage places and noticed there is kind of like a family element to it. A lot of them have newly immigrated here, and it's kind of a jumping point for work. I've noticed that some of them have very little English, and so while they're studying English, it's a place where they can actually make a living.
And you play Gigi, who's the house mother at the House of Malacañang, and the term house mother makes me think, is it closer to a sorority or a ghetto, a jail?
I'd say in between, kind of like a halfway house, maybe.
You are allowed out of the house.
Yes, you're definitely allowed out, but if you want to be in it, there are certain duties that you contribute to the house, the domestic upkeep of it, the economic financing of the house. In this case, they actually have a physical parlor, which they also live in. So yeah, everybody has to contribute.
And what kind of person becomes that house mother? Is that something you age into, retire into, start as?
I think you age into it also. And the house mother usually has a track record of having been a very successful ball queen. And so girls will flock to someone like that. And there's kind of a tutelage to it and counseling. And a lot of the girls are homeless or thrown out of their homes for being gay or trans. It's like a safe haven, kind of.
I noticed in the play that a lot of the culture within the house seems to be built on not necessarily tearing each other down, but verbally flaying each other.
Mm-hmm.
Is that truly a part of the culture? Is that a part of the play? And if it is part of the culture, why do you think that is?
I think it's a sport. You know, growing up and being odd one out, oftentimes in order to not get picked on, if you were funny, then you became more acceptable or popular, if you will. Even on RuPaul's Drag Race, every season there's the reading competition, where they just lay into each other and who could read each other best. Of course, there's more than an ounce of truth in every read. It just keeps you sharp. It's an armor.
And so do the play, which is Fixed, which is at the Echo Theater Company. Why don't you tell people what it's about? Because I tend to overtell.
I think it's essentially a love story between a young drag queen and a Mexican-American man who isn't really self-defined as gay, straight. He just is in love with her and doesn't really want to be boxed in by label. But unfortunately, he is the brother of a man who's running for L.A. County Sheriff and has been mandated by his brother and his brother's wife to please stay away from his drag queen girlfriend.
The lead character, Miracles, is the love interest of the brother. And she seems to be caught up in the notion that if she would transition to female, that would fix everything. And I'm wondering, why did you take that approach? Because it's not a project you undertake lightly, but I wasn't real clear if Miracles was actually somebody trapped in the wrong body or somebody who was trapped in the wrong situation and this seemed like a way out.
I like the ambiguousness of it.
But that makes me uncomfortable.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, only that person knows, right? And in the play, everybody's telling her what she is and what she isn't. So I think it's really nice if you have to decide for yourself, what is she going through? Is it really just a problem solved to retaining her man? Or is it something that she really is? Is she really trans? I kind of like those open-ended aspects of characters.
Now, the brother who's running for sheriff and his wife is a really interesting dynamic, because the brother sort of has that cipher quality that politicians do.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to be appealing to everybody. But the wife, talk about fierceness. That's where it sits in this play for a lot of the time. Why did you give that character very many of the same qualities as your ball culture drag queen? I mean, that wife had it all going on.
Yeah, I mean, she's very Lady M in a way.
Was she supposed to be a reflection of those characters? Like, here's your cisgendered female model for this? I was fascinated, but clearly
a little confused. She's purposefully, like, aggressive. I don't know if he'd be running for sheriff if he wasn't married to her. In my mind, she's the one who whispered in his ear and said, you can get this.
And she's actually running the campaign, right?
She's running the campaign, yeah. She's very ambitious.
So this is happening at
the Atwater Village Theater.
Atwater Village Theater, mm-hmm, in Atwater Village, and it's running through
October 22nd.
And they can find tickets at
EchoTheaterCompany.com.
So your character, Gigi, who's the house mother of the House of Malacanang Massage Parlor, if she were to have a Real Housewives catchphrase, what would it be?
It would be, life's like a massage. A happy ending is not guaranteed.
Well, thank you so much for coming to talk to us.
Thank you, Wenzel.
And I am informed by the fabulous publicist Lucy Pollock that Fixed has had to change their performance times due to a sound bleed from an adjoining theater.
Oh,
so
dear.
It now plays on 8:30 p.m. on Fridays, Saturdays, and Mondays, and then Sunday remains at 4 p.m.
Because remember, there are no guaranteed happy endings.
There are no guaranteed happy endings. And more information, echotheatercompany.com.
Well, let's take a completely awkward